salvationarmytexas.org. Also, at srnnews.com, the U.S. is stepping up pressure on trading partners to quickly make new deals before a Wednesday deadline this week, with a tariff pause by President Trump is set to expire. There are plans for the U.S. to start sending letters today warning countries that higher tariffs could kick in starting on August 1st. This is SRN News.
Are you searching for good, conservative, theologically sound Bible books, commentaries, and teaching materials? Conservative Theological University has about 6,000 titles and about 120,000 volumes available. Shop today at conservative.edu, scroll down to Bookstore, browse, and place your order today. That's conservative.edu and scroll to Bookstore. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted that you've chosen to tune in. Join us today on Let's Face the Issues. We always look forward to your dialogue and discussion. And let me give you that telephone number once again, 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I believe we have Janet on the line. Janet, go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. I thank you so much for your radio station and all that you do for this community, as well as your guests. I wanted to comment on the tragedy that happened in Texas.
Okay.
I found out last night when I was at church. Our pastor announced it, and we prayed right after that. I just immediately just cried, because I have a daughter myself, and she's 30, but still, you know, I can relate to having a child, and I can't even imagine losing a child. But all that I know is that God's ways are higher than our way, and His Word says all things work together for the good of those who are calling, or who are called according to His purpose and will, which means all good and bad things, all things, whether they're good or bad. And it rains, like you said, on the just and the unjust. And I am broken hearted by this. But we cannot put on rose-colored glasses and blame it on people and on the flesh, because in Ephesians, it says this is a spiritual battle. It is not a fleshly battle. You don't go point the finger at somebody else. You look and you get closer to God. We do our job. And that is to comfort people.
Amen.
Our Christian brothers and sisters, we need to comfort anybody who's hurting. We need to be there for them. We need to support them. But we'll never understand why it rains on the just and the unjust, and why His ways are higher than our ways. We'll never be able to comprehend fully why God does what He does.
Absolutely. And Janet, you're exactly right. And one of the things that I want to squeeze in our thought and recognize some potentialities. Is it possible, and I'm asking this as a hypothetical with the footnote that I'll give, that the answer is yes, is it possible that God sometimes causes natural disasters as his judgment against sin? Is it possible in America we're seeing the escalation of these what we call natural disasters, because as it gets later and later in the day, closer and closer in the time for the rapture to come and for the end of this whole universe we know it to take place, is it possible that the natural disasters are increasing as God says to man, I want your attention. I'm trying to get your attention. I'm trying to let you know that I'm the one that's in control. I'm the one that controls what would be called disasters. I'm looking at an article by one person that says, God sometimes will allow disasters to be his judgment against sin. The book of Revelation describes many events that would be definitely described as natural disasters, but it's God's judgment on the world. This article reads, in much of the same way God allows evil people to commit evil deeds, God allows the earth to reflect the consequences of sin as had its creation in its original. Romans 8, 19 through 21 tells us the creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. So, Janet, one of the things that I want us to understand, we weep, as you have said, we mourn. On behalf of those that have lost family members. And as you said, it's a horrible thought coming down when a parent loses a child. We've experienced that. We know that. And so I know the heartbreak of those in Texas. So we need to keep praying for them.
Can I comment on the other question? The sin did not start with Adam and Eve in the garden. It started in heaven when Lucifer was the highest archangel, and he got, God made him fall from earth along with his other devils. That's where the first sin took place.
It was the origin of the promulgation yes, of sin. Yes, it was sir. Lucifer that said tried to exert his will over God. It was Lucifer that tried to exert his will over God. I will, I will, I will, I will. He was kicked out of heaven. One-third of the angels in heaven followed him. And they, by the way, those fallen angels, are the demons in the world today that still carrying out the plan because Satan still wants to be worshipped as God. And the plan is still with Satan versus God. The battle that we're faced with each and every day is a demonic, satanic battle, the battle between good and evil. And when we see these things taking place, we as human beings can't say, yes, God's judging Texas because of that, or God's judging Florida, North Carolina. That's not the case at all. That's not the point that's made at all. But it is possible that that is, because when we go back to the flood in Genesis, the sixth chapter, it was because of sin. And because of sin continually, God determined, I'm just going to bring about the flood and wipe out man. The rainbow that God has given us is his guarantee, his promise, his contract that says, I'll not destroy the world again by a flood. But we're seeing some examples of, I believe, God's handiwork in relationship to saying to man, I want your attention. I want you to turn to me. So, Janet, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Have a blessed, blessed day.
Everybody, and just everybody needs to help each other. Christians, we need to do our job. If we're not doing it, we need to get off of our behind, and we need to start doing it.
Absolutely. It's being God's hands, fingers, eyes, and feet here on this earth, and that's what God's called us to be, as much as humanly possible, to do good to those that we can. So, Janet, thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I have with me today Dr. Neil Phelps. Dr. Phelps and I are talking about a subject. Where was God when the flood took place in Texas? Dr. Phelps, what else would you like to add to what you've heard our callers say and an answer to their questions or comments thereon?
Well, we believe that God has dominion over all. Mm-hmm. One of the things I've learned from reading the scriptures, especially in the time of David, he made a statement that I want to read about God's control or God's dominion over all. God is great, and there are scriptures that teach us about the greatness of God. For example, Psalm 96, 4 and 5, The only true God is above all gods, spelled with a small g, or their idols. For he is the eternal creator. Listen to this verse in Psalm 96. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. And in Psalm 97, verse 9, for thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. One of the things that David spoke about, and we read in the scriptures, is how that we read about the greatness of God according to King David. He recognized and acknowledged that God is great on the occasion of the dedication. They were about to build what we call the temple. And David spoke words of praise, and the glorious name of the Lord is exalted by these words. In 1 Chronicles 29:11, thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. So we believe that God is great, and he has control of everything. The Lord has infinite knowledge about hydrology, for example. He created the seas and the fountains of water. He knows all about the things of his creation. In fact, the Bible reveals that he's greater than his creation. He transcends every created thing. And Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2 speak to that. The psalmist said something about how that God is above the mountains. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence comes my help. My help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He made the mountains.
That's right.
God is above all creation. He's above his creation. He transcends everything. So God can do what he wants to do.
He's the sovereign. He's in control. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Let me read a headline. I touched on it earlier with a previous caller, but I want to get into greater detail. Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene aims to ban weather control, citing deadly practices. Georgia Republican introduced felony-level bill mirroring Florida law, sparking debate over the cloud seeding and chemtrails. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene announced Saturday that her intent to introduce a groundbreaking bill aimed at outlawing weather modification, vowing to make the injection, the release, or the dispersal of chemicals or substances in the atmosphere for the express purpose of altering weather, temperature, climate, or sunlight intensity is a felony. Green revealed that she's been researching weather modification and working with the Legislative Council for months writing this bill. Her announcement comes as a similar bill, Florida State Senate Bill 56, was recently signed into law by Governor Ron DeSantis in June. That legislation imposes a $100,000 fine, a 5-year prison sentence for any individual engaging in geoengineering and any weather modification. This article reads further, a key target of both Green's proposed bill and Florida's new law is cloud seeding, an 80-year-old technology that involves adding tiny particles of typically silver iodide crystals to clouds to induce rain or snow. While some states have employed the practice, it has been rarely undertaken at the federal level. Florida's new law explicitly prohibits the injection, the release, or dispersal by any means of chemical and or chemical compound, any substance, or any apparatus into the atmosphere within the borders of the state for the express purpose of affecting the temperature, the weather, the climate, or the intensity of sunlight. Violations are now considered a felony, a third-degree punishable by 5 years in prison and a $100,000 fine. Florida Statute 403.281 through 403.401, a Florida statute that previously dealt with the licensing and regulating of weather modification activities. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, up until June, that's been a month ago now, it was still legal in the state of Florida to seed the clouds and to cause the weather modification to cause heavy rain or heavy atmospheric differences that would cause rain and or tornadic weather. Looking at an article, said to me, the aerosoled chemtrail metals are not only blocking our sun, but result in geoengineering, weather manipulation, and the metals in it. Aluminum, barium, sodium, magnesium, and other metals are now being found in high concentrations in our topsoil, which prevents fruit trees and other crops from absorbing the nutrients. Who will control our food supply? Tribulation days or famine are coming. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline. I'll touch on this, then we'll invite you to call. Love to hear from you. Are you concerned about man's manipulation of the weather? Are you concerned about what's been happening for all these years that we were not told of what was happening? Ladies and gentlemen, I realize in Genesis 8:22, the Bible is very, very clear that God controls the weather. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and the day and night shall not cease. In other words, Dr. Phelps, God has given his commitment that weather is going to continue to be with us, but on a sequential basis as he has chosen. But I believe that we're witnessing an intervention of man that's modifying and changing those weather patterns that we've historically had, that we've historically seen for centuries gone by. The Bible tells us that we will witness more and more storms and earthquakes and wild weather, wind and weather, ladies and gentlemen, in the last days, according to Matthew 24. But ladies and gentlemen, today, by government authorization, government authorization, state after state after state have authorized cloud seeding, vapor trails, the bioengineering. This is an attempt for man to control the weather rather than God. Listen, I am persuaded that part of what we're witnessing that just took place in the state of Texas is as a result of man's intervention of trying to change the weather. How do I know that? Because of research that proves it. Here's a headline. Texas floods after mysterious blue rain linked to seven-state cloud seeding program covering 31 million acres of land in the state of Texas. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to read about two paragraphs and break and see what you have to say in relationship to it. Dr. Phelps, listen to this. Texas just got hit with a flood surge that's turning heads and raising questions. The water came fast. The damage came faster. But what's catching attention isn't the destruction, it's the color. Blue rain fell across parts of the state in the weeks leading up to the July floods. Residents in West Texas and in the Panhandle had, and parts of South Texas reported rain with bluish tint. That's not folklore. That's documented. And now seven state cloud seeding programs are under the microscope. The state's history with weather modification goes back, this is the state of Texas, goes back decades. During the 1950s droughts, Texas tried everything from exploding balloons to dry ice in the air. By 1967, the legislature passed a law to regulate weather modification. Federal and state money has poured into the weather modification research. By the 1990s, Texas launched a coordinated cloud seeding program. Today, seven active projects covering 31 million acres. That's one-sixth of the state's landmass. Aircrafts equipped with silver iodide flares target convective clouds. The goal is simple. Make it rain. The problem is scale. When you seed the clouds over 31 million acres, you're not nudging nature, you're steering nature. And when the rain turns blue, people start asking what's in the mix. That is silver iodide. Is the primary agent. It's used because its crystal structure mimics ice. But it's not only the compound. Some programs use sodium chloride. Others use liquid propane. Chemical dispersants vary state after state. The oversight doesn't look like it killed just 24 people. Dozens are missing. Entire towns are submerged. The rainfall totals broke record in three counties. Meteorologists say that the storm system was amplified by unusually dense cloud formation. Those same clouds were seeded days before the flood. I want you to remember that, ladies and gentlemen. Days before the flood, this seeding had just taken place in that exact area. This article reads, the timing is right. The correlation is very uncomfortable. Texas isn't new to this. Since 1999, cloud seeding over 51 million acres. That was during the drought emergency. But the current programs are operating year after year after year. The Panhandle in Texas Groundwater Conservation District runs flights over 4 million acres. South Texas Weather Modification Association targets agricultural zones. The Trans-PECO program hits the desert edge. Each group uses its own aircraft, its own flares, and its own schedule. The state's official program position is that cloud seeding enhances rain 5 to 15%. But when the rain comes in torrents and the clouds shift, the public wants answers why and what. The Texas Department of Licensing and Regulations overseeing these permits, but the chemical disclosures are limited. Residents are demanding transparency, lawmakers are asking for audits, and the governor's office has not commented even yet. And I could go on and on, ladies and gentlemen. The problem is not just what God is doing. The problem is not just what we see, prophetically speaking, in the last day shall take place. But I believe, if I can throw in a Youngblood parenthetical footnote, I believe what we see in the Scripture with God talking about these signs in the last days, I believe some of these signs are promulgated as a result of what God is allowing man to do that's destroying our earth and our weather. And most of these mad scientists, as I call it, they're doing this, Dr. Phelps, on the basis that we're going to protect Mother Earth. We've got to make sure that it doesn't get too hot, doesn't get too cold, the sun doesn't shine too bright, and we have just the amount of rain that we need. What do you say about that?
I would say that what you've been saying about these scientists, they're mad, they're crazy. The Bible teaches us that only God is all-wise. Mm-hmm. Man is not. We believe that the Bible teaches us that God has all wisdom. In fact, Psalm 147, verse 5 says, great is our Lord and of great power. His understanding is infinite. Mm-hmm. And I was reminded some time ago, I heard about a man who appeared on television to profess that he'd made a complete search of all the internet. Well, that sounds like a great accomplishment. The worldwide internet does have its limitations. Mm-hmm. However, if you could go to God's, quote, website,
yeah,
and try to search out all of his knowledge, it would take you a lifetime, forever, and yet you would not be complete. Mm-hmm. God is all wise, and we should recognize that only he knows how to control nature.
Absolutely. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, by the way, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the hand of God being at work. Footnote. Also, the handiwork of man trying to intervene and redesign, redevelop, and rearrange God's plan for the universe. I'm looking at a headline, cloud seeding. What is cloud seeding? Listen carefully, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very simplistic but very boiled-down thumbnail sketch of cloud seeding. Weather control, weather modification, bioengineering of the weather, whatever term you want to use, because it's being used worldwide in America at this very moment, I believe is causing major catastrophic events in the state of Florida, the state of North Carolina, the state of Texas, and in the panhandles and across the nation, things that we see taking place, and we think, well, look what God is doing. Yes, God is still on the throne. It hadn't taken God by surprise, but I think it's the mad scientist, as I have deemed to call them, that thinks that somehow, and by the way, the sad thing is state governments, federal governments are funding these mad scientists with their wild ideas of controlling the rain, controlling the weather, controlling the sunshine. Cloud seeding. It's a scientific procedure of weather manipulation that alters the clouds' capability to produce rainfall by dispersing cloud condensation agents in the air. These agents act like ice nuclei and basically manipulate the intrinsic mechanisms of cloud formation. There are three types of cloud seeding techniques. One, the basic principle of this technique is to increase the precipitation efficiency of the clouds. Chemicals like silver iodide can act as seeding agents and provide a nucleus for the moisture already inside the clouds to condense, thus rendering the clouds more efficient in carrying out water content. The process of dispersing silver iodide to bring rain is called static cloud seeding, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, if I didn't go any further, I would say I am thankful for the governor of the state of Florida. There was the promulgator of a bill that was passed, Senate Bill 56, signed into law that makes it illegal at this moment to do any cloud seeding in the state of Florida. May I simply put a little parenthetical Youngblood footnote? I believe in the future we'll see less and less of a catastrophic weather in the state of Florida as a result of our governor insisting that that bill be passed. Secondly, this article reads, the employing the dynamic cloud seeding technique, the vertical air currents are boosted as a result of which higher amounts of moisture passes through the clouds. This water is eventually transformed into rain. This technique is very similar to the previous one and uses the same tools and materials. The difference being the amount of chemicals that's used in the process. Goes on further, and the third example is the technique is called hydroscopic cloud seeding. In this process, salts are dispersed through the flares of explosives in the lower region of the clouds. The salt gradually increases in size, more and more moisture condensates around them, and it causes rain and sometimes flooding. The solar engineering as a potential result of climate change. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, these folks that are doing this, the mad scientists, they think that we're going to prevent climate change. We're going to stop the weather conditions that God's word said is going to take place. We're going to modify that. We're going to change that. And I believe what we're witnessing today is the result of mad scientists involved in trying to redirect what God is doing. Ladies and gentlemen, in 2 Timothy, the third chapter, it clearly states that in the last days, perilous times shall come. We're living in those perilous times. That means, that word perilous means dark, dangerous, devastating, difficult times. And ladies and gentlemen, we need to pray for the loss of life in the state of Texas. We need to pray for those families. We need to pray that they will have confidence and hope and trust in the Lordship of Jesus Christ and using this tragic event to turn our eyes to Jesus, turning our hearts and our lives toward Him, allowing Him to speak, allowing us to hear and heed what He's saying to us as an individual and as a nation. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville.